Okay. Now we are recording. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, so this is more about background and where we have in the R3 release. And now this is you know, the main update we have in the Soldier 1 and the latest draft. It's a version 13, and this is a link. This one will be. If it has been approved, it will be the published version called 2.5.1. And now we are here quite close to the final approval by the SNFE. And then they will give 1 month for the public review, no technical contributions. So the official publication date will be, you know, like January 8th or quite similar to that date. And now it includes the WinFD, NSD, and PNFD Tosca module part. But if we based on the Alpha information module, there are still some features that haven't been supported in this version. For the WinFD, the WinF indicators and the auto scale rule haven't been covered. And also there's a pending issue about the software image identification. But we have during our previous SNFE face-to-face meeting, we believe that this is a very important feature and cannot be deleted from the this version. It has been decided that there's one technical contribution will be submitted to the NFE 24 meeting to resolve this pending issue. The solution has been has already been discussed, and there are two proposals, but so we have to make the consensus before the NFE 24 meeting, so it can be made approved directly during this meeting, because this is a final chance to include this feature into the this version.
Just one question. This software image identification thing, does it have to do anything with the placement of the deployment artifact on the VDU compute of like today in the SunshineDB example, this artifact goes to a database which is connected. I'm confused. Yeah, yeah. Does it have to do with this place?
Yeah, I understand your issue. Yeah, actually, it's not quite related to that part. This issue is mainly related to the API and the descriptor, because the descriptor has to used to combine with API, right? Because in the API, we were identified that, for example, which image has been used, right? Or for example, later case, we wanted to update the image, right? So in API, we need an image identifier. But in Tosca, there's many ways to identify the image identifier. So that's an issue we need to solve. We need to, in the API and in the descriptor, the identifier need to be identical. Right, so that issue. This is not related to what you have described about the database.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, for the NSD part, we just have very basic basic modeling to design and also descriptor, just a very simple support, single deployment flavor and a very simple basic structure, just a connector, those WinF, PNF, the connection information, together. So for other things like multiple deployment flavor, the scaling, the NS institution level, nested NS, foreign graph, monitoring indicator, dependency, they all haven't been covered in this version. So those things will be covered in the next version of SUSE 1, not this version. So this table, I draw many, to give an overview about, which part, if we compare to the S3 or number data modeling, which part need to be updated and which new type need to be added. Like the, those the VNF and the video compute, those CP, video CP, the VNF virtual link, those types need to be updated. If we based on the latest SUSE 1, the definition all change. Maybe some of them, maybe not too much, but they changed. So it's better to compare the latest one and make some update. And for the storage, that is a big change for the latest spec. We split the virtual storage into three separate type of virtual storage: the block type and the block jack and the file. That is a big change in the the latest spec. And also the software image. This also need to be updated. We kind of change the definition and split the artifact into two parts. One is the software image data. Another is a real artifact. So the definition also changed quite a lot. And in the latest spec, we also introduce many policies like instantiation and also like for the scaling, anti-affinity and affinity rule and security group and something like we call supported VNF interface. Those are all new interface. It's not new in the older version in S3 or even in the old SUSE 1, 0.6.0, there's no such policy introduced. Those are only introduced in the latest version. So those are new. I think we need to consider. And I think also together with the use case and some other requirement in the project, need to consider whether those policy can be implemented. For example, the scaling in FC, we have quite a different scaling model. We need to compare this with the scaling use case. So we discussed in the Dublin release. And also the PingFD and NSD, they are also new compared to the S3 module. I think we need to consider, implement that in the Dublin release. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a very general. I think since the S3 DM, the SUSE 1 branch, it's based on the old spec. I think we need to consider update to the latest SUSE 1 spec. But I think we may not need to consider implement all of them. Some selected types need to be to decide which types need to be updated and which type need to be added in the Dublin release.
Okay, Chital, I haven't reached a document named NFV Sol 001 v0130_clean_docs. Is it the document you're talking about?
This one?
It's something with 130_clean at the end. It's not 251. Okay, it's my understanding that version on the left.
You mean this one, right?
Okay, now I see it. Okay, good. good.
Can you push this? Yeah,
can you please push the link to the chart to the chat of the group?
Okay. Yeah, I can. I need to go back. Yeah, this is a draft, and you know, after it has been approved, it will be the 2.5.1. Yes. Yeah. I think you can try whether you need you need to ask the username or not.
Okay.
I think it's a public available.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have some other slide for the detailed part about the WinFD that has been updated in the latest spec. Yes, if we compare to the R3, the artifact type, the definition, the type is still there, but the definition has been changed, so it need to be updated. And capability, the two capability has been removed from the SOLIDWORKS spec. So they haven't been used like the metric and the external virtual linkable. They have been used in the latest spec.
And
in the relationship, yes?
Should I have one question? Do you have an idea, and this is a question, okay, how many onboarded services we already have in the ONAP, let's call it production, that actually make use of these types which are now obsolete or need to be updated or removed at all? I'm trying to estimate the impact of this change.
Yeah, we haven't discussed that before. So that's a thing I think I also want to discuss in the group, because I think for those parties, we need that, because this is a very basic feature, the community artifact and a relationship. But for example, for the interface, right? For the interface, RC has a very long list of interface, scale, hill, like a change flavor, indicator, those are long list of, life cycle. And we need to compare with the ONAP, right? Whether those, operation, will be implemented in the Dublin or which release, right? So if for example, if in Dublin, we only have instance 8 and scale and terminate, right? So we only need to implement those three interfaces. We don't need to implement all of them. Yeah, that's true. And I think that thing, I haven't do that evaluation. Now I think that's a thing. I think we need to discuss with the use case, subcommunity, the use case want to use the SOLIDWORKS based, module as, onboarding data module, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And also the storage, right? I think, my understanding is that currently we only use the virtual block storage. If in the Dublin release we will not use the object and the file storage, it's true. We don't need to implement those two types. Mm-hmm. And the data type is the same. There's a long list of new types that introduced in the latest SOLIDWORKS spec. We also need to discuss together with the use case, right? Which data type will be used? In which use case.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The same simple policy, yes. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, so that's my update. And if R2 join, maybe he can introduce
I can see R2 online. Yeah, R2.
Yeah, hi, Anatoly. Sorry, I was late. So I can start sharing?
Okay, I will stop sharing.
Yeah, Arturo, just to get you back on the page, Shital just shared with us the details of the changes, just pretty low-level details of what changes have been done in Sol 001 with the 13 release of the draft. And this is so far. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I will maybe dive a bit more in the PNFD and NSD. It's hard to find it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see my screen?
I can, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So first some talk about the PNFD. So we have defined a node type, which mirrors or is a reflection of the stage 2 from Alpha 14 with some properties and one requirement, that is the representation of the connectivity of the PNFD, which is what we are actually mostly interested from the PNFD script in NetCNFD. In NetC, we don't have lifecycle management of the PNF. We don't include any software image in the PNF. And the intention is that the node type is to be extended by the network service provider typically for each specific PNF, similarly to what we do for the VNF. And in this extension, you may define additional virtual link requirements if the PNF has more than one connection point, on more than one PNF external connection point.
Okay. In reality, isn't there always an A and a B side to the PNF, and there's switching and also out of service state? Isn't that part of a lifecycle management for a PNF that should be incorporated, or are we just going to ignore that?
I think, to be honest, that we are ignoring that. Or maybe I don't fully understand the question. I mean, of course, implicitly, if you deploy the PNF by a Tosca orchestrator, yeah, you can say there is some basic state machine, but.
Maybe it's arguably it's self-contained, and that's why it wouldn't be orchestrated. All right, I don't want to go down a rat's nest. Let's continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thanks. Then another second node that we have is the PNF external connection point, which you see here on the bottom. It's derived from the CP class. It's the base class from which we also derive the VDUCP, for example. And it has also the virtual link requirement. And in addition, we have one policy, which is the representation of the security groups. We also use this policy for other kind of connection points.
Okay, Arturo. The questions that I kind of keep asking every time I see another edition of Sol 001. If you feel that you will cover it a little bit later, just tell me now. Why? What's the motivation? Behind introducing yet another and another type, like yet another variation of CP. Every time you have something that might have a CP, you create another subtype of CP. Like if we compare, for example, a CP of a PNF and a CP of a VNF, what exactly is the difference? I failed to find it. What is it exactly?
We would have to, you're right. And in fact, recently we got rid of, it was even worse before. So. In the service descriptor document, which is Alpha 14, they had their own connection point, their own base class. And from that one, they derived the DNFXCP and the SAP. We have improved that at least, so we use the same base connection point as for the DNF. But I know for in some cases you have different properties, for sure. The BDUCP, for example, has different properties than the DNFXCP.
Okay, the security.
I'm not sure.
The security rule, for example. Okay, it's a beautiful idea. So, but in my eyes, it applies to both, you know, VNF and PNF, likewise. But am I right?
Sure. And this security rule we also apply to other types of connection points. So I don't here. I only show the the new target, but this policy rule, the same, exactly the same. Yeah. We have it with other targets.
Okay. Okay.
So, I'm not sure if I have answered.
No, it's just a question. Okay, it's my understanding that okay, if you find some inconsistency, you know, in Tosca syntax, you will for sure fix it. Not problem. I'm just trying not to, you know, to overlook something.
But I think from the, if I remember right, we have now four connection point classes. The basic connection point, the DNFXCP, the PNFXCP, and the SAP. We would have to see if some of them could be modeled the same, but I know that at least some of them, they have different properties.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your question. This is a model of the substitution because the intention is that, as for the DNF, it is the same thing. You have an abstract DNF node, and it will be substituted by a complete service template, only that in this case is much simpler than for the DNF. It has only PNF external connection point node and also a PNF node but only with some properties, and they are related with the basic depends on relationship that you have in every node, which is derived from root.
Okay. Just excuse me, just another question. So the ETSI's idea of abstraction is like that one implementation of a PNF can like replace another implementation of a PNF, but it never goes across this line VNF and PNF. Like the abstraction between, you know, higher level abstraction. Yes. Like you have not yet discussed it, or maybe discussed it and just turned down this idea. What's going on exactly?
I think we have not even discussed it. I think I'm familiar with what you're saying because it was presented in the previous meeting. And I had heard of that. But you're right, we have a total division between PNFs and DNFs from the top. We don't. Right now, we cannot use the same abstraction and then decide later by what it is substituted.
But at least you're open to this idea to create a higher level abstraction, or it is just like, okay, we're not going there?
I think we have not. Never discussed that, and it will imply significant, I think, changes in the concepts from ETSI, because the PNF for us is something very, very simple. We don't have any. In fact, we don't even have an implied function from it. We don't have a software image. It's just a connectivity.
You know, if you already, you know, mentioned that it is so simple, maybe it's time to ask another question about the simplicity of PNF. Can you please just show the previous slide with the PNF? One before. Yep, exactly. No life cycle management. A PNF can actually have a life cycle. Right? It can be ready or not ready, right? It can be faulty or not faulty. It can provide some performance metrics, for example, exactly like a VNF. So this no lifecycle management, this lack of interface in the definition of the PNF, it looks to me kind of, well, weird. Well, maybe the implementation of this interface is somewhat simpler than for a VNF. Maybe it will contain less operations, or maybe the implementation of these operations would be like, okay, no operation, but still no life cycle. It's kind of radical to me.
Yeah, but I guess that depends on what do you want to model it. Of course, if you want to get into the function of the PNF, you will have not only the what you have mentioned, but many other operations like software upgrade or whatever. But it's just that in Etsy, we or they have taken that decision not to get into the
Okay, I don't want to block your presentation. I'm sorry. I just keep asking questions. Yeah,
no problem.
But the more I see, the more I look into this model, the more I understand that I can't get my head around it. Actually, this way of modeling.
No, I would
things,
also yeah. agree. I mean, there's definitely lifecycle management for PNF, depending on the kind of PNF you're talking about. Also, PNFs have software images too, so. You could, in theory, model that as well. There's both the overall generalized lifecycle management of bringing it on board and decommission all the way through decommissioning it to OEM day to day operational things like FCAPs as well. I'm not sure how those. When I look at the VNFD in SOL001, I mean. They have if you look under the VDU compute, there's a software image there, and there's also one for the storage. And I guess my understanding is that's kind of representing that there's a software image that's modeled as well. In theory, you could model a software image, I think. Both of those are possible. I guess if you're saying there's no lifecycle management and no software image, that means that all of that is externally managed outside of the modeling. Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, that's a current view. So that is not done by Mano. Of course, there will be a software running in the PNF, and you will have to operate it. But it's not visible in Mano. That's what I meant. I don't disagree with anything what you have said. They could have taken another approach and also get into that realm, but they have not taken that.
Okay.
Essentially, all the lifecycle management and the software management is a black box. It happens completely outside of the model.
Yes, that's the current situation.
So, for the model.
So, Anatoly.
It can be part of a model. It's not part of Etsy model.
So Anatoly, there's two ways I can interpret your question. One is, should Etsy have a abstract node called network function from which both VNF and PNF inherit from, which would allow Etsy to therefore have a single connection point, definition. That's one interpretation. Or the other interpretation would be, should ONAP introduce that concept, irrespective of whether Etsy does or not? Was that your question to when you asked Arturo if he was open to that? Were you asking him if he was open to going back to Etsy, or were you asking him was he
no,
open?
It's my understanding that ONAP has no choice, but. Introducing these concepts like lifecycle management and software image and versions and updates and what else and abstraction too, right? So I wanted to uprise this distance between our points of view of the ONAP and Etsy. And so far we
have ONAP has no choice. So could ONAP not introduce an abstract NF from which the ONAP VNF?
I think we must have this abstraction. We need the lifecycle management for PNF. That's my understanding.
But software here image. We are speaking of inheritance. So we are speaking of an internal model that where a network function could be defined where a VNF or PNF can inherit the properties from a common network function.
In ONAP, right? Yes. Because ONAP has a third network function that ETSI doesn't even consider, which is the allotted network function. Mm-hmm. So ONAP needs that concept anyway, just for ONAP's purposes, because certainly Michaela, based upon that last example I gave in the last call, right? We could envision a service provider defining a network an ONAP service, whereby for some customers, that customer gets a dedicated firewall VNF, and other customers, they get a share, an allotment from an infrastructure firewall VNF. Both of which, you know, probably perhaps from two different vendors, both of which would have the same external connection points, et cetera. And at runtime, the system would decide whether or not to give the customer the dedicated VNF. Perhaps they would do that if the VNF is going to run on an edge cloud, perhaps at the customer's premise, or whether the customer would get a share of a VNF, an allotment, an ANF, for the case whereby the firewall is going to run in the cloud, perhaps in an infrastructure VNF. From ONAP's perspective, that would be a common NF function whose resolution would be determined at runtime.
Yeah, I'm troubled when we speak of this thing, still to understand who will be responsible to define an allotted resource descriptor, because at design time. And when this is something that is still missing in my picture, maybe.
And Michelle, Gil, I feel kind of uncomfortable. Okay, I've hijacked the presentation of Arturo, and I can see that he has many slides to present. So far, I'm just collecting agreements, disagreements, so asking questions. That's it. So maybe we can just move on and keep the discussion after that.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, there are not so many more. This was the PNFD, so let's talk a little bit about the network service descriptor as well. I think Shitao has mentioned it, that in this version we have a limited support. So we have one class for the or one node type definition for the network service with properties, with the requirement to model the external connectivity, which is the virtual link. And then we have here the interfaces that model the lifecycle management. Because the network service for us, yes, it has a lifecycle management, a set of operations. We have also a SAP node, also derived from the basic CP node. It has two requirements. One is to connect to the internal virtual link, and one to connect to something external to the network service. We have the NS virtual link.
It's a typo, I guess, right? It should be internal, one side. Like one of the requirements.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Internal and external. The virtual link is the one that connects internally different components, the DNFs and PNFs. And we have two policies, the affinity and the security group.
And this policy applies like affinity and anti-affinity. It is affinity between two NS networking services or between two VNFs inside?
I think it's, well, in this case, we don't have nested NSs, so it applies to VNFs, which are the constituents of the network service. So I believe maybe also Yeah, I think it's only VNF. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and this is like a figure representing the different nodes that you will see in a service template, which is modeling a network service. We have in this case two VNFs, one network service virtual link, one SAP node, and very interestingly, we also have a node, an explicit node of network service type, just to contain some properties.
Is it, Arthur, excuse me, is it a nested, another service which is nested inside this service, or it is just going on the same convention we've seen on the SunshineDB example, like having same name node inside the topology? What is it?
It's the second one. So this is not a nested NS, it's a node that we use for two reasons. The main one, to have the LCM interface here attached to this node, and the second one, the properties.
Okay.
In this case, I'm not showing any substitution, because since we don't have nested NSS, in fact, you don't need it. You can just have the service template with the nodes, and that's it. But as soon as we introduce, not nested NS, but network service deployment flavors, we will come into the same thing as the DNFs. And in that case, we can use one service template, like the figure I'm showing, to represent one specific deployment flavor. And with that one, you can substitute for our network service node template.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Also to mention, this also very similar to the VNF case. The SAP node is needed in the case where the SAP is also connected to an internal virtual link. But when the SAP is a re-exposure of a VNFXCP or a PNFXCP, then you don't need it. Okay. And another thing to mention, the VNF node template includes the VNF profile property, which has different sub-properties, as you see here. We have defined these properties in the VNF node type, but we only use them when we have the VNF node template in the NS level. Otherwise, in the VNF descriptor, you don't need them.
And we also have, actually, Etsy also has scaling policies with exactly same parameters, as far as I can recall. What's the relation between, you know, the properties on this VNF node template or NSD node template and the same properties actually on the scaling policies inside their topologies?
Okay, we have to go part by part. For the instantiation level, what you will see is that in the network service level, you determine which is the instantiation level of the VNF. For example, instantiation level number one. And then in the VNF descriptor, with the policy that you mentioned, or in fact, there's one generic policy to indicate the different instantiation levels that you have, and then you have detailed instantiation levels per VDU. So with the input that you get from the network service, then you can determine, using the policies from the VNF descriptor, what is the number of VDU instances that you have to deploy for each VNF component.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I do understand. I I kind of disagree with the approach, but again, I'm here just to understand.
But it may sound strange, but there is no redundancy here. So here is just a property to say just a number 1, 2, 3, or 4, for example, mm-hmm. and then what this number means in terms of instances per component of the DNF of the DNFCs that has to be described in the DNF descriptor. Mm-hmm. And for the minimum and maximum number of instances, here is instances of the DNF, but in the DNF descriptor is about instances of each VDU, so each DNF component.
Okay, so you couldn't imagine, you know, any way to reuse an already existing construct like a scaling policy and to apply it not only to the VDU components, but also to for example, services components, which are NSD. For me, it looks very pretty much similar, or maybe I again failed to see the difference. It should be really fundamental difference to not to reuse the same Tosca type or the same modeling concept. But okay, I don't want to, you know, to argue. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I think unfortunately this would, I will not convince you in 2 minutes, but for the network service scaling, in fact, it's very limited what we support in this version. All the scaling aspects and so on that you have for the VMFs, it is not supported in this version of SOL.
Oh, okay.
This one Shitao has already talked about that, and this one Shitao also mentioned it, but we have an outstanding issue that we need to resolve.
So, can you please just get back to the previous slide?
This one?
No, the with the artifacts.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay, I see. Okay.
If you want. I can explain the issue, but I'm not sure.
Okay, maybe later. I do have questions on it, but probably we can just, you know, discuss it later. You still have some materials to present, right?
No, it was just the timeline. But mm-hmm. Shitao, have you talked about this more or less? Probably, yeah. Yeah, so this was the last slide. I don't have anything else to present.
Okay, CRs, okay. Okay, so these are the deadlines. Any disagreements at least or discussions inside the community that can put this timeline at risk?
I think maybe one risk factor would be if there are too many contributions in the plenary.
Okay.
I know we have at least two because we were a bit in a hurry to finish in the last face-to-face. So we have at least one contribution to resolve some maybe incorrect implementations of contributions. And then another one with new things that have been detected, and we have still a technical one, so that's number 3 for resolving the software image identity.
Okay.
So if it happens that members bring additional contributions with some other technical issues, it may be perceived by the ISG as if some lack of matureness.
Uh-huh. Is there anything that the, you know, the ONAP modeling community can do to help or to assist you in some of these things? Maybe just to share opinion, or maybe
at least personally, I would be grateful to hear opinions about this topic. Other bigger issues, I'm aware that you have, of course, a lot of mm-hmm. discussions that we try to accommodate in ETSI, and at the moment is, it seems that we are almost diverging. All those, I think, will require discussion papers, but for the new version of SOUL. We should not try to bring them in this in the next 2 or 3 weeks, because we will just jeopardize the approval of this version.
Well, okay.
That's my opinion, at least.
Okay. Wow, it's a lot of updates. This is the last slide, right, in the presentation?
Yeah, the last one was the timeline.
Ah, that was the timeline. Yeah, okay, see. Wow, it is many, many updates. I didn't keep eye on your force guide, but you're moving forward pretty quickly. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Anatoly.
And I think that I have your deck, and I do not have yet the deck of Shitao. Maybe Shitao, can you please just send me over? Put it on the.
Yeah, we're sending mail. Yeah, after this meeting. Yeah.
Sure. Good.
Yes, okay. I think the update. Yeah, there's a lot of update. I think if you compare to what we have, in the. Blanca release, right, for the Flank body module, almost all the types need to be updated. They change a lot.
Okay, so well, thank you very much. It was interesting, actually. We need to summarize and think how we can, what implication can it have on what we're doing in Honor. Well, any other questions, anyone? So, okay. So I'm closing this meeting. Again, it was interesting, I think. I really waiting for the presentation to share it with the community. And I think we will discuss it the next time we meet. See you guys next time. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.